Yes, this is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating a single, a long dictation on a patient named Godfrey, G-O-D, as in dog, F, as in Frank, R-E-Y, last name, Bulacio, that's, I'll spell it B as in boy, U-L-A-S-I-O. The date of this evaluation is April 28. This read as follows. Godfrey Bulacio is seen for independent medical evaluation in the specialty of orthopedic surgery. Period. He describes a work injury during his employment as a security guard. Period. He states that he was in Afghanistan and before that in Iraq, working as a security guard, and searching vehicles. Period. He had been doing this for several years. Period. He states that in November 2019, he was searching a car when he developed low back pain. The period, he states that he was wearing body armor during the performance of this task. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Bulacio denies a prior history of back pain at any time. Period. He states that as a result of this pain, he went to the hospital. Period. However, later in the discussion, it was revealed that he went to the hospital not complaining of back pain, but with problems of headaches, increased temperature, and he was admitted to the hospital for several days because of an ulcer and severe hypertension appeared. As a result of this medical problem, he was terminated from his employment and sent home, period. He admits that at the hospital he was not treated for any complaints of back pain, period. New paragraph. The medical records show that he began complaining of back pain approximately six months later in Uganda. That period. There is no corroboration of any complaints of back pain prior to the time that he had returned to Uganda for many months later. New paragraph. At present, he states that he's taking some medication for complaints of pain. Period. New paragraph. At this time, he does not complain of any radiation of the pain. Period. He complains of mid-low back pain that extends and extends around his chest to the front. Period. He complains of increased chest pain when bending over. Period. The posterior back pain is more severe, according to him. Period. He complains of occasionally the pain going into his leg. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. The examination is performed virtually in Uganda with another physician performing the examination under my direction and with my own visual inspection. Period. This gentleman is thin at approximately 6'6", and approximately by and approximately and approximately 80 kilograms. Period. This gentleman has extreme evidence of intentional symptom magnification present throughout the examination period. This is revealed with complaints of significant back pain with axial compression over the head period. He complains of increased back pain on a non-physiologic basis with minor pelvis or rotation period. He complains of increased back pain with light pressure over the subcutaneous tissue over the lumbar spine period. He complains of a vague decrease in sensation over the lateral aspect of his right lower leg and foot, period. He complains of severe increase in back pain with simple attempts to flex his knees to 90 degrees while in the prone position on a non-physiologic and non-anatomic basis, period. He complains of increased back pain with a simultaneous flexion of the left and right knee while in the prone position to an extreme degree on a non-physiologic and non-anatomic basis, period. His gait is normal, period. Deep dental reflexes are normal, period. Graded muscle strength testing in the lower extremities is intact, period. He complains of increased back pain with extension as well as forward flexion, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy, period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, the mechanism of the injury alleged by this by Mr. Bellacio is a single episode where he was searching a vehicle in November 2019 period. However, Mr. Bellacio admits that he wears a body armor on a repeated basis regularly during his job as a security officer, day in and day out, and there was nothing unusual about this that particular day period. He also admits that he wears the body armor while searching vehicles. And there's nothing unusual that occurred, period. He also admits that he did not seek medical attention for this while overseas, but rather sought the attention in the hospital for the multiple medical problems related to high blood pressure and ulcer disease and headaches, period. New paragraph number two. This gentleman's diagnosis is a malingering patient with factitious complaints of low back pain. And number three, no condition of low back pain was alleged by the patient prior to the prior to this allegation. Period. Number four, this factitious complaint of low back pain is not attributed to any factors of employment or accident exposures, period. Number five, paragraph number five, it is my firm and definite opinion that it is my firm and definite opinion that this gentleman's complaints of back pain are not attributable to any factors of his employment or factor or exposures. Period. The rationale for this is because the physical examination is incontrovertible. In the extreme malingering status of this patient, with clear fictitious complaints of pain on a non-physiologic and non-anatomic basis, for the purposes of deceiving this examiner. Period. Other physicians in Uganda that evaluated this gentleman's complaints of back pain were not privy to the detailed examination tests on today's examination to elicit a malingering status. Period. This gentleman's subjective complaints of pain are simply not credible. Period. This raises the question. Correction. This leads this examiner to conclude that subjective complaints of low back pain or emotional disturbances are not credible as well. Period. The totality of the findings on the physical examination show that the Waddell signs, W-A-D-D-E-L-L, Waddell signs, are incontrovertibly positive for malingering, period. New paragraph, it is my firm and definite opinion, therefore, that no injury was sustained whatsoever with respect to this gentleman's back pain while overseas in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Period. Accordingly, no treatment is warranted. Period. New paragraph. In summary, there is no maximum medical proof, and there was no injury to begin with. Period. The remaining questions regarding this gentleman's injuries are therefore not applicable as well. Period. New paragraph. Sincerely, me, Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, M.D., dictating. Thank you.